This episode is sponsored by Cruise Planners, aka Dell's Travel Company. If you need to take a trip anywhere, whether it's in the country or out of the country, then Dell's Travel Company is for you. I myself used this service on my honeymoon, but it got me from Philadelphia to Manchester to Liverpool to London to Paris, all places I had no idea what to do when I was there, and I just followed my itinerary and I was all set. So if you want to find out more about this company, stay tuned to the middle of the episode to find out how to join his mailing list.
Welcome to the BLT Podcast, episode 13. I'm your host, Brian, here with my host, Lou. Lou, what's going on, man?
Not much, Brian. Happy to be back for another week.
Right. Lou and I, we have started doing another podcast. I would call it a mini-series, Lou, would you say, for Alone?
Yeah, it's a separate mini-series.
Yeah, so we recorded something yesterday because, you know, we've been talking about Alone, like, nonstop. Myself, Lou, and Tom, who's been on this podcast a few times, did a review of episode 9 of season 8 and just kind of like a preview or like a talking about the whole season in general and past seasons. And we're going to try to do this weekly till it wraps up. I think there's only like 2 or 3 more episodes. I think like Billy Blinks will probably join us one of the weeks as well because he's into the show. But just wanted to, if you're interested in that show, just like us, check it out. It's on our YouTube page as well. It hasn't come out yet. I don't know when it's going to come out, but we had a good time talking about it.
Yeah, it was a blast trying to break down all the nuts and bolts of things we are very underqualified to talk about.
Right, for sure. Like, we are, like, judging people doing survival skills and we have no experience whatsoever. Like, I don't even know if I could pitch a tent.
Yeah.
So, do you want to tell me what you did this week? Because it's just you and I this week, so I feel like it's probably going to be a light episode, which is probably good.
Yeah, especially with the Alone mini episode coming out. So obviously been keeping up with Ted Lasso. Just finished watching that episode actually this morning when I woke up. I continue to like it. More and more as the season goes on, though, I'm wondering what the big conflict is going to be. Because the first season was all about Ted Lasso being a fall guy for
soccer club.
The soccer club. Like, he was hired basically to lose, and that was kind of like the underlining like conflict that was going on. This one, I guess, is just them not being able to win a game, which is fine. I still like the show. It's just. The stakes are not that high right now. They just had a really – did you watch it, Brian?
Yeah, I watched it. I actually enjoyed this episode.
I did too, especially with, like, the whole it fell into kind of the very realistic role that athletes are faced with now, with being not only athletes but, you know, people who have to consider, like – who they're representing, social justice things and things like that. So, I mean, I continue to very, very much enjoy the show. So, and then I started the new episodes, which were released on Netflix for Hunter x Hunter, which is an anime that I watched a couple years back. It's okay. I won't say I don't have too many great or too many terrible things to say about it. Okay. It's middle of the road. But it's kind of why I waited to watch these newer episodes until they were dubbed and released because it's one of those ones where I just have in the background. I don't like give my full attention to. And
okay. So it's a B level, C level.
Yeah. I'd put it there. I mean, there's definitely people who like love it out there, but there's, in my opinion, there's better animes to be had.
What's the premise here?
So you probably won't like it because it's about two kids That they're, so there's this profession in this world, they're called hunters, and they're basically like superheroes kind of that go around and take like jobs, and they're not as morally involved as superheroes. Like, so basically they're like superpowered mercenaries that take whatever job they can.
Okay.
Usually it aligns with like helping other people or something like that, but you know, sometimes it could be like for criminals and things like that. So it's okay.
But what are they fighting? Monsters?
Like usually it's like mutated beasts or other hunters, other people.
So. Okay. How many seasons?
Six seasons.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so and some of them have like 40, 50 episodes a piece. So
what?
Yeah. So yeah, sometimes it's shared like that. Yeah.
And they're 20-minute episodes?
Yeah, 20-minute episodes.
That's a lot of viewing right there. And you're current?
I'm not current. I'm getting through the back half of season 5, which is like episode like 20 through 50, I think. So I'm only starting that. And then I think there's another 25 in season 6. So
wow. And yeah, this is on Netflix if people are interested in this.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You can get the original sub on Netflix as well. But, I mean, it's been out on Crunchyroll for a while, these episodes. So
I haven't watched an anime, Lou, in a long time. Like, it's been a couple weeks. Probably Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Just haven't had time.
I know. It's a lot. I mean – like you have, I don't know how you keep up, because just between Alone and like the animes, like the couple animes that I'm keeping up with, like I don't know how you do the reality show guy stuff, the movie every week. It's a lot. I couldn't even keep it straight if
busy
I were you.
Busy B. Like the only reason I haven't watched it, Lou, is just because they don't have the dub version on Funimation, so like I really would have to sit down and watch that, and I only have that on my Xbox, so like I'd have to watch it here,
right.
So that's why I haven't got done it yet.
That's fine. I mean, as someone who just casually watches, like I would want the dub versions as well, like
yeah,
you know, if you're doing work and stuff,
it's easier. Yeah, because I listen a lot of these shows, but I also know what's going on. I'm not like cheating the system here,
right? And then I finally got around to watching Fast 9.
Give me the juice, Lou. Give me the juice.
I hated it.
Yes. The
thing is, I don't even know. I can't put into words why. Because I've been raving about it
for bad a while. Movie.
I've been raving about how much I like the Fast 9 series for a while now. I like the other movies. Fast and Furious, the fifth movie, was great.
Like 8 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. But, like, it just – you know what it was is they didn't take them too – their selves – they tried to not take themselves too seriously. So, like, in points, like, Tyrese was like, we got shot, like, 48 times. Like, how are we still alive? And, like – that kind of stuff takes me out of it.
You're talking this one.
Where, yeah.
That's like early too.
Yeah. I did not enjoy a lot of this movie. Yeah. And like not a very good villain, because he wasn't committed to being like, you never knew what was going to like, what he was, how to root for him, or like, was he a bad guy? Cause he was Dom's brother, and you knew he was going to be a good guy, so they couldn't make him, like, that evil. So you couldn't really root for the other team to win. I don't know.
Family.
It was just
bad. Like, so just you're saying, like, you're out of it in the movie. Like, that scene where Tyrese is, like, it's right in the beginning where he's, like, alone, separated from everyone else, and they're shooting down at him.
Yeah.
And none of the bullets hit him. Like, I'm like, this is so dumb. It is
right.
So dumb.
Whereas, like, and then they did that, and they were like, and then they address it, because with something that obscene, you kind of have to. Right. So they just like, oh, like, what are we, superheroes now? Where the other movies, yeah, there were some ridiculous things, but like they either restrain themselves to the point where I didn't really notice to the, like, you know, or they just didn't address it and bring your attention to it. So like this one, they did it all the time. I was like, all right, I get it. And we'll get into so we watched Suicide this week. And I think there's a way to be campy that's successful, but in Fast 9, they just did too much of it. Like, to the point where, like, if you're not going to take your own movie serious on any level, then how am I supposed to take it serious on any level?
Right.
Like, there's comedy, and then there's, like, oh, we just don't really care about the rules we're setting up of, like, these characters.
Right. Like, some of the scenes that I, like, thought were just, like, so ridiculous. Like, they grapple, like, right after that scene where they go over the bridge and they grapple over and like the car like swings,
right?
That's ridiculous. The one scene that was funny, do you remember when John Cena, like, we talked about this on the podcast today with Bill and Dan, but like he's like on that zip line through the city and it just, he's just like, he's just holding it and it just, he's just going, it looks like he's on a ride, mm-hmm. and like it seems like it's never ending, and like they don't show that he's like shooting grapples, like he just keep Vin Diesel keeps looking up and he's just gliding through the air, like it's just like, what is going on here?
And like, who set up all the grapples like beforehand?
Right.
Didn't show any of that. I mean, I don't know. It was a little too much even for my taste.
And what about the space scene? The space scene. What went through your head there?
I mean, I knew a space scene was coming ever since like 6 or 7. Like, I knew the escalation of things. That's just how it was going to happen. I actually enjoyed the guys from Tokyo Drift. They were pretty funny. That's the least of, because like, I'm willing to concede that, right? Like, fine, go to space, don't care, right? But like, things like Tyrese getting crushed by that tank, and they just never, like, they address the bullet thing and they don't address the tank thing.
Right.
And like, give any explanation. I don't know. Like, I was just like, all right, this movie is stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's
like, you can put some, like, if you're going to put stuff into like your movie like that, put a little bit of effort into explaining why. Don't just be like, oh, these guys are invincible. I was like, and there's no stakes. If they're invincible, who cares?
Like, like I said this before, like, the scenes that I liked the most were honestly the flashbacks of them, like, street racing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is, like, that happens in real life. Like, cars don't get shot into space with, like, a jetpack. Like, I just,
back,
like,
held together by duct tape.
It's absolutely nuts. But, I mean, I knew this, I'm actually shocked that you didn't like it.
Yeah.
You like everything. So, what would you always say it's at least a C, you suffered through it. Are you going to stay the same there?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C.
Okay. All right. I mean, but that's pretty low for you for that.
That's, I mean, I was expecting like B plus, maybe, you know.
I mean, hey, it happens. Dude, too many. You can't beat stuff to death. Like, just end it.
Right.
Make a million movies.
Right. I mean, like, the thing is, I was like, And no real solid expanse of universe, right? Like, it's not like they're like it. The only thing they're doing is escalating the ridiculousness of the action scenes, which only works to a point. And I think we finally gotten to that point, at least for me.
That's saying something.
I'm willing to concede a lot of logic in a lot of movies and just give you the benefit of the doubt if you give me some type of cheap explanation.
Yeah.
And they didn't do any of that.
Like, there is too much of the hand wave in this movie.
Yeah. It was just like,
it was like 25%. It was too much.
Yeah.
Way over the threshold.
Don't worry about this. A little disappointed there.
Where is it? Like, where is it streaming? Because I'm going to try to pop some videos in.
I mean, I had to rent it for...
Oh, then I will not be popping any videos.
$20.
Nope.
I rented it for $20. I didn't even get to own it.
Oh.
Dude, I was angry about that, so I was like, man.
Yeah, I get that, man.
That's
a reason to be angry. That is a reason to be angry.
I thought it was gonna be better. And maybe, hey, maybe I just have grown as a person since I've seen the last one.
You might have matured.
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, they're signed up for two more, so gonna be getting that money anyway.
Have a blast.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Brian? What have you been up to this week?
All right, so I finished some things. I'm not gonna really go dive into them. Like, I finished Spawn. I watched Ted Lasso like you did. I'm still working on my Hercules show. Nothing to report there. So I did check out some stuff that I had talked about previously on the show. Mm-hmm. I watched the Transformers on Netflix.
Okay. And like it?
Yeah, I liked it. It was five episodes a season or something, five or six, three seasons, short episodes, nothing. Like, I finished it in like a day and a half. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. Just simply like typical Autobot versus Decepticon, fighting, people switching sides. They go back in time, like try to fix things, and that's how they get with the Beast War people. And it was good. I enjoyed it. It was nice. Animation was really cool. Worth checking out. Like, if you, I know, Lou, you're not into that computer animation, but like you said, for things like Transformers, I feel like you need to.
Right.
Off the draw that. But if you have nothing else to watch, you might as well check it out, because it was fine. I thought it was okay.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to try to check Spawn out too.
It was short, not long. Spawn's episodes are long, but Transformers is easy. You can finish that in a weekend, no issues.
Nice.
I'm obviously watching F-Boy Island, which I love. I just did a podcast with Bill on that. We're not going to talk about that here because we talked about it for like an hour on that. But another show I started watching that I think you might have seen is Mythic Quest on Apple TV. I just started watching it.
Yeah. I've seen the first season. I haven't seen the second season.
So. I really like the show.
Dude, I'm happy to hear that. So that show reminds me of Community. So yeah. Have you watched Community?
Yeah, I've seen Community.
Yeah, yeah. So this is something I told you last week.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny.
Those are the type of shows I like where it's kind of a unique idea. Like, they're a video game head company. And I haven't seen a show like that. And I just think, is it Charlie Day? Is his name?
The guy from Always Sunny? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's funny in it.
No, it's not Charlie Day. Charlie Day is the other one.
Anyways, you can look it up. I'll keep going. Yeah. The guy who from Community, Abed, that character, he's really funny in it. And there's a few other main characters that are, the stories are funny. Like, they want to introduce a shovel, and like they're worried about people drawing dicks with it, which is just so true in like video game culture. There's always those kids that will do anything to like make phallic items, and it's just it's funny. I would rather watch that 1,000 times over the Ted Lasso, in my opinion. That's the kind of stuff I would rather watch.
So the actor's name is Rob McElhenney.
Okay. Very funny in the show.
Yeah. He's the main guy. I mean, that show reminds me of, like, it's that absurdist humor that I don't even know if Dan Harmon's involved in this, but it's like a Dan Harmon kind of vibe to it. I enjoyed the show too. I have to still watch the second season that came out. Yeah. But
recently came out. I'm working on it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm happy to see that, because, like, you know, Ted Lasso is what made me buy
Apple TV.
And now finding Mythic Quest on there was a pleasant surprise. Another show that, like, obviously makes it worth paying the $5 a month, you know?
I'm going to start watching, like, there's a new season of C that came out that's, like, about Jason Momoa being blind, which was average. But okay. I heard good things about For All Mankind. Really blinks. I'm going to watch that next.
There's a new show that I saw today for Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I might check out. I don't know.
Is that when he's a teacher?
Yeah, Mr.
Carson or something?
Corman or whatever. Yeah. I want to check that out. I don't know how it's going to be. Like, I started watching, what is the morning show with Jennifer Aniston. That one got really dark. It was very interesting, but
yeah, I thought it was just okay.
It was heavy. It was like too heavy and like too like on topic for right now. Like there's a lot of sensitive stuff that like is going on that like it's just a tough watch just because you know that shit actually happens.
Another season of that coming out.
Yeah. So I'm happy that you like Mythic Quest. So I'm gonna catch up and we can talk about really that. Good.
Yeah, I mean, next week I'll definitely hopefully be current.
Yeah.
It's a funny show. It makes me laugh so much. That's all I really watch this week, Luke. So, I mean, besides, we can move into Suicide Squad. But first, let's take a break for a quick ad.
Why spend 4 weeks planning your 1 week vacation? Let Cruise Planners simplify your life. Cruise Planners travel experts have been there and done that and can offer you the best deals and plan all your details. Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot by land or by sea. Contact Steve Del Carlino from Cruise Planners by calling 610-368-0908 or at DellsTravelCompany.com for the best vacations at the best value.
Yeah. Okay, and we're back. So we watched Suicide Squad, the new rendition from James Gunn on HBO Max. I actually like this movie.
I liked it a lot too. I it wasn't expected. Didn't even see the first Suicide Squad because of how bad of the reviews it got.
I saw that. I don't remember it at all, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean, it would have been nice for one of us to watch it just so we like
have seen it.
Well, so do you remember? Recently. Was it?
Recently. It doesn't. I looked at the character list. It doesn't. The only one in it is Harley Quinn.
No, I know. But I mean, as far as vibes go, like it wasn't wasn't supposed to be like a very funny movie like this one was right. It?
I don't think so.
Like that just wasn't the vibe it was going off. Like there was probably some humor in it, but not like this. Like this was a straight up comedy. Yeah.
John Cena was great.
Yeah. Which, and like the shark.
Which was Sylvester Stallone, like the only role he should be playing these days.
I didn't even know.
I started the movie and like the names of like the actors, you know how like they do that. I started finding like Sylvester Stallone, like what is he doing in this movie? And I was like, he has to be the shark, and he was the shark. I like him. Terrible actor. I mean, I can't.
Man, that was. You don't know how hard it is to voice act. I'm trying to look up.
He was being himself.
Yeah, he was. He was being himself. But I mean, I can't. I think this is exactly. You know what it is? This movie is awesome because of the humor that they were able to instill in it. Like it's the only reason it works, right?
Yeah.
It's a shame that they'll never be able to transfer this kind of humor over to the main franchise.
No. They take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah, and that's, I think, their biggest problem is, like, they take themselves too serious to the point where it becomes super corny because they're still in this premise. Like, when you have a premise of such a childlike premise of good always has to defeat evil and there's no really gray area and your villains are always kind of weak and like there isn't really any stakes because you have to keep the gore down to a minimum. Like this movie had none of that. Yeah. It was humor the entire time. No one was taken too seriously. No one was not expendable. The gore was off the charts after that first you know, where people were getting their chest off top. And like It's funny because I didn't realize how many even like smaller names that like I'm familiar with. Well, I wouldn't even call him small, but like Flula. I don't know how familiar you are with him, but he started off on YouTube. He was Javelin.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then
wait. Like, what did he do on YouTube?
So he is like a German immigrant that like used to make like music videos on YouTube of him like making comedic songs and things like that.
Okay, like parody.
They did like skits and stuff. What?
Like parody music?
No, like originals, like comedy. Okay. Like you did comedy sketches and stuff like that. But okay. He's pretty funny.
Okay. Very little screen time.
Very little screen time. I mean, you know, he's still a YouTuber.
You know what made me laugh though? When we saw that Jai Courtney was in this just from last week. You remember, like,
oh yeah,
he has that face. Yeah. he was in the other Suicide Squad, Lou.
Was he?
Yeah. Same actor. Yeah, same actor. We got to run down this list. I'll tell you what. Pete Davidson getting killed immediately. Love that.
I couldn't handle him being in the entire movie.
Yeah, if he was
I don't know why, because it's not like he has done anything like wrong, and like I'm just not a fan. Yeah, and I don't know why. Because I mean, from all intents and purposes, like people say he's like super talented and stuff like that, but you know, it's just not.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion as the guy, the TDK guy with the arms. I actually looked. I saw that this morning. I didn't, because I can't see who that guy is.
Right.
That was a funny power.
Yeah, that was very funny. That fight scene with him when his arms ripped off and he just starts just slapping him.
Yeah.
Or the way he dies when he got shot in the arms and he's that was very funny. My question is: do you know who Captain Flag is going to turn into?
Who?
Or Colonel Flag, the good guy.
Oh, Kinnaman?
Yeah. Oh, no. Never mind. That wasn't who was in the bed. It was John Cena, Peacekeeper, who was in the bed, right? At the end, at the very end of the movie.
Oh, there was another end credit scene after the weasel?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so John Cena ends up in a bed, and they have the workers that were working with Waller come in and, like in the hospital scene, like, he's knocked out, obviously, and all bandaged up. And they're like, what are we going to do with him? He's like, we need him to save the world or something like that. So apparently
I was disappointed when, like, I thought he died. I thought John Cena was incredible in this movie.
Yeah, man. Great. So here, going back to also, because John Cena was in F9.
Yeah, and I liked him. I liked him in F9. I thought he played
I did not, but not because it was bad acting, because he had to mimic a Toretto. Which is just, a shitty character to begin with, with like no emotional range.
Right.
So like you didn't give him a lot. You obviously didn't give him a lot to work with, because he's acting against Vin Diesel, which like is like acting
it was boring the whole time.
You know. Yeah. So man, I really flipped on the Fast 9 series or the Fast Furious series after one movie. It's just how dare you make me pay $20 to? I'll pay $20 to own the movie. But not to rent it, and you made me pay $20 to rent it.
Right.
I'm still mad.
All right, but so we both agree that John Cena was very good in this movie.
Oh, hilarious! He was one of the highlights.
Comedy, like blockers, mwah, so good.
Funny. Dude, I still need to watch that. I think that might be on the docket today.
You watch it, you will love it.
Idris
Elba was great. I thought
Elba great, very funny. Who was Alice? Raga, is she the rat girl? So Sora?
I think so.
Oh, no. It's Daniela Melchior, Rat Catcher 2.
All right. She's not even in the main series. I got to, like, pull up the whole list here.
Yeah, it's weird how they have this labeled, because it's definitely by name and not by how big their role is on IMDb.
Right.
So, like, Mickey Rourke, who's Savant, which – his death was funny. The other thing that I liked about this movie was...
Wait, you say Mickey Rourke?
Yeah. What character? Sorry. No, Michael Rooker.
Yeah, I was going to say Mickey. I didn't know Mickey Rourke.
That was bad. No. Michael Rooker, which I'm not even familiar with.
He's the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy with the blue skin, the whistle.
Right.
He's a good actor.
Yes.
I was hoping he'd be in, like, do something actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was very unexpected when they did it at first squad, when they just like sent him to the beach.
Right. What did you think of the weasel?
Hilarious. I want to see what, because obviously he's going to play into the next movie somehow. So
I just like that he reminded me of like Felix the Cat. Do you remember that character? Like
in Where
he's just like walking around, or like Itchy and Scratchy from just like
very much. Wait. Was Milton a thing? like, Holden? Yeah, who was that character that they were talking about? Because I don't remember. Was that just a joke? Where it's like, where Polka Dot was like, no, Milton at the end. And he was like, he was here to help us the entire time.
Milton was the bus driver, the guy who was driving him around.
It was stuff like that that was very funny.
Yeah, no, I like the Polka Dot guy too. I don't really fully understand his powers, but
I mean, yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like you don't really need to fully understand.
Yeah, no, totally. I liked it. It was a funny movie.
I like
the banter.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see. And I don't want to because I kind of don't want to waste time, but I want to go back to the original Suicide Squad and see the differences.
You'll hate it. It was terrible.
Yeah. So here's the other thing, just because, you know, how I like to bring this up, I look at it. This was like $175-180 million movie. And it got 40 million or more on the first 3 days. So it looks like it's on track to make all of its money back.
Yeah, I think it will.
We are going to probably get like another one, and we'll get like cut off because it didn't.
Yeah, and I think, Lou, if this, was this in theaters?
Yeah, it was. So yeah, I think,
in theaters.
Yeah, so that cost, because like I don't even, the thing that's difficult too is like Black Widow made 80 million on its opening weekend in July. But I think they included all of the Disney sales in that as well. Okay. So, like, it makes about sense. And, like, I don't even know how – I mean, HBO either is, you know, shoveling out a lot of shekels for this, or they are just, like, taking the L and saying it's successful based off of – I just don't know how the money structure is with these no paywall releases.
Right. Yeah, they don't know.
Which is disappointing because this would have done, I think, great if you just had it solely. It's got the names, but also like word of mouth on this is pretty good just because everyone wasn't expecting it to be as great as it was, right?
That's very true.
Like everyone's like, we got a text from our buddy Bill who was on last week saying how good the reviews are and how good it was.
That's right. Yeah.
And you know, he's also a hater like you. So the fact
that I am a hater, and so,
The funny thing is, looking at it, the guy who played Captain, is it Colonel Flag, Lieutenant Flag,
Colonel Flag, Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah, Colonel Flag and John Cena look like they could be brothers. I have the picture pulled up right now.
You think that?
I mean, you know, man, I don't want to.
Say it.
So all white people look the same to me, all right?
They do. I mean, it's the truth.
Dude, hold on. I mean, you got to pull up this picture on IMDb and show them face by face. Even though you can only see the bottom half of John Cena's face, he looks like a Cena, okay?
Okay. Those are –
set similar
John facial Cena stuff. Doesn't even have a professional picture as his IMDb. It's just like him at a looks like a USA like background. Like
I'm talking about the movie like picture of all.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll put it on.
They look like they could be
related. Yeah, neck up,
that same strong chin.
Like John Cena's like biceps are like as big as my thighs. Like he's walking around and his like forearm is like double mine. It's crazy. Dude is,
well, I mean, that's dope. That's what 20 years man. Of juicing will do for you.
Know? Yeah. Let's talk about some of the scenes in like the movie. Like the intro is funny. All the banter, like
the opening fight was hilarious. The especially with the TDK character.
Yeah, they're all really good.
When they told us what TDK stands for, which is what, the detachable kid.
Yeah, it's truth though.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I thought he was gonna dig. Like at one point he dove down and I thought he was gonna dig underneath them. That's what I thought he was gonna do, but then he's just like arm pop off
and just set him out. And like did like
Yeah, they should. He should put like knives in his hand or something. Like,
and yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Amanda Waller. I've never liked her as a character. I don't know how familiar you are with.
She was like the leader, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's like in all of the other ones. She's like in the whole DC universe. She's like the corrupt bureaucratic scumbag that like tries to get in everyone's way and like does nefarious things.
She had a way to get away with murder. Is that what she's in?
Yes, yes. Okay. Viola Davis. The scene where they go into the jungle to try to save Colonel Flag, and it turns out it's all like the good rebel fighters people was hilarious. Yeah, that had me laughing out loud for a good couple minutes.
Yeah, just like them continually like trying to outdo each other, Idris and John Cena.
Yeah,
like,
and then you find out that they're just like the rebels that are trying to like help the people, and it's like, ooh.
Right.
Oh man. The fact that they gave Peacekeeper and Idris Elba's
Peacemaker?
Yeah, I said Peacemaker.
Okay.
And Idris Elba the same intro, like word for word about like what their abilities are
was right.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where like you do that for and it's comedy and then like you address it and becomes even funnier.
Yep.
Like that's what I felt like Fast 9 did poorly. Like they tried to do that and it wasn't.
James Gunn is good at that. He did that really well in Guardians too.
Yeah.
Just like even John Cena's like lines where he would be like, and I know it was in the preview, but he's like, starfish is a slang term for a butthole. It's like, what are you trying to say? Just like those scenes, because he's seared. He doesn't like, I don't know. It's just the way he looks like so goofy when he's trying to be serious and say something funny, and it just is funny.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously, you know, I don't have much more to say about it just because when I'm not complaining, I don't have like to break down my complaints.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable movie. It was funny.
What did you think of like the final scene, like with the starfish?
It was fun. I mean, like, so here's the thing: is like it was a good fight scene, but in the tone of the movie, like, it's just a goofy looking villain.
Yeah.
And this is actually a villain that I'm familiar with from the comics, because this being almost takes down the Justice League, because like it obviously takes over them. And like use the mind control, and then you have to fight. Like they have to fight each other.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. It's like pretty strong. But like they obviously made like I think it was a good choice to make it not like too threatening. Like it was a comedic.
Right.
Like it was very cartoonish. Like light, brightly colored. The eye was like overly huge.
Right.
The fact that it came out of its armpits.
Yeah. So like okay. So if you get one of those things on your face. Are you dead?
So in this movie, I believe so. That like as soon as it attaches to your face, you're dead. But in the comic book, no, you just have
to like fall off, kind of.
Yeah.
Like kind of like Alien, where like
it
your body, but like you're gonna die, but that thing doesn't kill you.
Yeah. It's kind of like an Alien, where you can take it off your face and like you'd be fine.
So this villain, what do they call it, Starro?
Starro the Destroyer.
Yeah. Thank you. It reminded me of Shumo Gorath from Marvel. It's like a big octopus being that like takes different forms in different realms, and it's like also equivalent of like can beat the Avengers.
Right.
So it's funny how these things like they have similar looks of like figures that like they go.
I'm 100% certain that. Back in the day when like comics were like the original comics were huge and like all these characters were coming out originally.
They stole shit.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure that like like Batman and Iron Man were like they have a billionaire philanthropist that like
there's I've seen stuff on Instagram where it's like side by side when they came out and like
what
came first where they it links up. And it, I mean, it's true, but
I mean, I don't care.
There's only so many original thoughts. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's true. And especially with how much they've covered, like they've covered like every single superpower.
Right.
Like you, of course you're going to have similarities, but like some of them are just blank, blank. Like they were like,
okay, 100%.
We're, you know, we're going to take this.
It's like Shazam and like Captain Marvel, or was Shazam Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
And then like, there's one link between those two and they look exactly the same. So like that one's linked.
Right.
But,
I don't know. But yeah, so I mean, like I said, the final fight scene I think was very well done. Not incredible as far as like the action sequences or the fight scenes, but I mean, like I said, this was more of a comedy than it was an action.
I was fine with it.
Which I'm fine with as well.
The banter.
So. Wait, what?
The banter.
Oh yeah, the banter is fucking great.
The people in London and England say the banter. The new dating app.
I'm taking a look at my nose. I mean, I think we covered everything that I wanted to say.
Yeah, like, I mean, like you said, there was not a lot of bad things to say. Like it was just like one of the. You know what? It felt good to watch a movie that like I enjoyed, and then we.
Right. It's been a rough couple of weeks for us where we're just like, oh man. Like it's a tough feeling. Well, with that, Ryan, what's the grade you're gonna give this movie?
I'm gonna give this like a B+.
I was gonna say A- for me. Okay. It was a very, very funny movie. Did not have any trouble getting through it. Like
definitely
it was
not.
Very solid.
Yeah. And like we didn't even talk about some of the characters like the Rat Girl and like Harley Quinn and
Harley Quinn's a classic. She actually wasn't in it as much as I thought she'd be.
I'm fine with that. I'm not a huge Harley Quinn fan.
I am. Well, I'm a more of a Margot Robbie's version of Harley Quinn fan, right? Like I think it's very spot on. But yeah, I mean, I just expected after the flop of the first one, I was even surprised that they were able to get
her back.
Yeah,
she's like a cult class, like
people. Yeah, I mean, she got a lot of recognition off of that. Like, I mean, not that she needed any more fame, but like, there's a lot of people that recognize her as that. So like, it was definitely a quintessential role for her as far as like what the public knows her from. And a lot of people liked her more than they liked the movie, you know. So I'm not surprised.
The old one or this one?
In the old one, like she was.
She was like one of the saving graces of the old one.
Right. If there were any.
No, there was none.
So happy that she's back. Ratcatcher was, I think, it was funny how Bloodsport was
afraid of rats.
Afraid of rats, and that their whole banter of everything was funny. But yeah, man. I mean, as that the way they introduced that first group, like it was. I mean, obviously you knew who the Suicide Squad was, so you knew something bad was gonna happen. But I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
That was funny.
Like a massacre.
Right. And some of their banter on the plane going into it
was good.
Funny too. So I enjoyed how they like didn't just throw up the words on the screen. They always put it in like some clever way.
Fire or something. That was good. It was a nice touch.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, when we always get shorter podcasts, I feel like
when we like something.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, we got to dissect every scene. Like I'm not going to do that. I like this movie, but this isn't a Marvel movie or something like I'm fully invested in of like things that I can predict, because I have no predictions of what's going to be next if they do another one.
Right. Do you know what stinks is like I said, like you can't, like, I don't even know, like I'll watch another one, but I don't know if I want even that. You know what I mean?
We need to know what happens to the weasel.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, though, is like, can you build? Here's the question: can you build a franchise around B, C characters in the DC universe? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, then do you try to incorporate that because of the popularity? Because like, they still technically have, I think, an Aquaman 2 in the works.
Right.
That was a decent movie. But like, what do you like? Do you try to incorporate these worlds that are like two very different worlds?
I think you said, like, I just don't think it will work because those movies like have a thumb up their butt. They're so serious.
Right. So like, so you're taking your most successful franchise and cutting it off of the mainstream instead of.
But it's fucking better.
No, I know. But like, don't you think like hopefully they'll learn and say, okay, let's make these R. Let's add a little really, more.
I think maybe hopefully James Gunn, like the influence of him could maybe knock some sense into DC, like higher ups, like, hey, like we got a guy that made two Marvel movies that were very successful. He brought the humor over and it was successful.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to do this with characters that are actually successful.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't either.
I'm done to have any faith in them.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. It's like, unless you're Christopher Nolan, who can pull that off with Batman, who is
right.
an already dark and gritty character, you can't have everyone, like, The Flash. I was actually, like I said, Flash is one of my favorite characters in all of superhero-dom. I don't know if that's even a word, but, they even made him too serious for my likings. Like, he was supposed to be the comic relief.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's fair.
He kind of flopped, right?
So like Aquaman, the comic relief.
Yeah, which, like, fine, whatever. Yeah. Like, but, like, that's the reason why there were bits of, like, the reason why Aquaman fared better. And do you know what? Even Shazam. Shazam was a fairly successful movie, too. It's because there were elements of comedy in there that, like, relieved all of, like, the drama and the goofy tension that, like, because it really is like with these superhero movies, like nuts and bolts, like down to the bones. It's a goofy premise, right? Like all superhero movies are an absurd premise. You have these impossibly superpowered people fighting for a unrealistic ideal of what is right and wrong, like. And so, like, it's inevitably funny. So, like, when you take yourself too seriously, it just comes off as, like, oh, like, this is just feels weird.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's the biggest problem with, like, the latest Wonder Woman. Like, it just comes off corny when you, like, take yourself so seriously with such a childlike idea, to be honest.
I didn't even watch it.
It was, I had higher hopes for it because the first one I actually didn't like.
First one was okay at best.
I have some theories as to why, but
no, Superman, Wonder Woman, these characters that are overpowered, like they're so serious, it's like I don't find it fun to watch.
But like Iron Man, you don't think Iron Man is overpowered by the end of Endgame?
No.
Or Thor?
Thor is definitely overpowered, but they made comic relief. Like,
yeah, okay, that's what we're talking about, I guess.
Yeah, like, do you watch these movies where it's like Wonder Woman and Superman? They're like so pure and of heart.
And yeah, it just comes off as so arrogant.
Yeah.
I agree.
Must do the right thing. It's like,
okay, right,
great. We know you're going to do the right thing. We know you're not going to lose. Like,
right.
It's boring. That's boring to me.
I understand. So it's interesting what they're going to do, what the future of DC is going to look like with the success of this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm imagining that they're going to, like, try to revamp a lot of the things that are going on in the rest of the DC universe based off of this. They'd be kind of dumb not to, but we'll see. I mean, I think Aquaman 2 is going to definitely have probably a lot more humor in it than – but it sucks that we're never going to see a full expansive universe, I think, of all these characters like we would in Marvel.
Yeah, they have no direction.
Yeah.
But we've been saying that forever.
I mean, honestly, they really don't. It's one of those things where they are so desperate to try to get one on the books, like as a W, that they're trying out everything. And I think they got it in this.
Yeah.
It's just... Where you get
came in the hands of somebody who worked at Marvel. It's just like,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, what did we just say earlier about, you know, comic book stealing, you know, from each other?
Yeah, right.
You know,
you gotta steal.
Pay yeah. yeah. All right.
All right. Let's wrap it up. I think we gave a pretty good review of this movie, and I expect the dad of the dad podcast, the main show, will probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
So that we might have 1 week for the next like 10 that actually has the same review of the movie, but we'll see what happens when theirs comes out. But we want to thank everyone for listening. Please make sure to check out our YouTube page, our Twitter page, Instagram, the Facebook Scene Invaders Lunch Table is also something that's been very popular. There was another call this past Friday I did not attend, but apparently same old shenanigans. Lou, we'll have to get on there at some point. I know you've been busy. Like I was editing.
It just stinks because I'm usually flying back from somewhere for work, which unfortunately I will be this Friday as well. But I'll definitely get to one because I want to, you know,
obviously. Yeah, we'll get there. They're not going away. I mean, people want to be talking to other people. So, I mean, it's a thing.
Yep.
So definitely let us know. And like Lou said last week, if you have a movie idea, like you want to steal $20, like don't be afraid to do it. But remember the parameters. It can't be like, you can't be like, oh, watch Suicide Squad, like that kind of level. Yeah. It needs to be like a niche movie that pleases Lou.
It has to please both
of us. As we both of us? Okay.
It has to be something because I have pretty easy grading. So it has to be a B or I think what it was, a B plus, B, whatever I said last week. Watch last week.
I think B is fair.
Yeah. If it's a B or higher,
I think it's fair.
And you recommend it to us and it's been released that month, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the logistics then. But that offer still stands because I much prefer trying to figure out how to extend a talk about a movie that I liked than watching these garbage ones that we've been watching. Right.
That's so true. Yeah, Lou will send you a bag of rolled up pennies. All right,
I think
everyone.
The shipping cost on that would be more than it's worth. So.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he'll hand deliver it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening this week. We'll catch you guys next week. See you later.
Later.
Oh, thank you.